Next up is Bree.
Are you sure this is okay?
Shh!
Are you sure this is okay?
Of course. Kelly is dead asleep right now on the couch. I can hear her snoring. Besides, I can hear your tummy grumbling too. Aren't you hungry?
But what if she wakes up? I don't want to get in trouble!
I told you to be quiet! She's going to wake up if you keep talking like that. Now come on, let's go! I'm thinking some ice cream. With sprinkles. What do you think about that, Katie? Hey, I'll even climb up on the counter and grab you some of Dad's gummy bears.
Gummy bears? You mean it, Luke? Dad never lets me have any of those. I want to eat all the green ones. Can I?
Sure thing. You just need to be quiet, okay? Not a word.
My, Mystery Unicorn. You sure do run fast, don't you?
Shh! Come on now. Walk quickly. Make sure you step over the creaky floorboard.
What?
Who's there? Where am I?
Oh, yeah. Right, babysitting. Come on! Before she sees you! Now help me get on this countertop, okay?
Nighty-night.
Ready? One, two, three. Now get out the ice cream. We need some teamwork to do this right.
Right. Chocolate peanut butter or birthday cake?
Birthday cake sounds good to me.
Huh? I don't want to get in trouble.
I... Luke, why do you always involve your sister in your dirty schemes?
It's okay, Katie. I promise this won't get you in jail. But it is time for bed, okay? Mommy and Daddy will be home soon. So if you hurry upstairs, I promise I won't let them know you tried to get seconds on ice cream, okay?
Uh-huh. Good night.
Good night. Do you need me to tuck you in again?
No, it's okay.
I'll just be going now.
You stay right there! Your mom and Dad are going to love hearing this, aren't they? Manipulating your little sister? Hand over the ice cream.
What?
Where is
You're getting me in trouble?
Here. But...
Well, you woke me up and tried to eat this ice cream. So...
But you're the one eating it!
Not if I tell your parents it was you. Now get to bed!
Good night! Bree!
I don't think Bree knows I'm a judge on this.
Oh...
Because did you notice how this is exactly 3 minutes long?
Yeah.
Do you know why?
No.
Because she submitted for ACT IT 3 characters in 3 minutes.
Is this the same one?
Yeah. So I've already heard it once. I didn't even have to listen to this. I could have just done it from memory.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I think you have an adorable little girl voice. Like, it's really cute.
All three of these voices are distinct.
Mm-hmm.
Your babysitter voice sounded good.
I think there's, like, some parts when the babysitter and the little boy were talking, I had a little bit of trouble, like, telling them apart. But, yeah.
Sorry. Normally I'd yell at you and say you shouldn't be lazy, but, like, this is the exact... The challenge specifications for 3 characters in 3 minutes were the exact same pretty much for the auditions for this. So, kudos to you for being resourceful and thrifty.
With your time. I say yes.
I say yes to I'm a fan of yours, so kudos. I hope to hear you do not anime voices.
I like her little girl voice, though. It's so cute.
She does good boy voices, too.
Yeah, I didn't say she didn't.
I know, I'm saying she... I'm just throwing that in there. I didn't say you didn't say she didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But, like, what I like about her... is that, like, a lot of people, they just focus on... They do anime voices. They just focus on the voice, and they don't focus on the acting. And this girl focuses on
totally
both.
You cut out there. I don't know if you're still talking.
That's why she's a star.
You, like, completely cut out there. I don't know what you said at all, but...
Well, you can be surprised on the playback. Even though we never listen to these shows, we never have listening parties for these shows.
Yeah, we do. We had it once.
Then why don't you ever invite me? Damn it, I'm a part of this show too.
Oops. I'm done.
I'm done too.
Next up is Zane.
Alright, so I failed the last time, and it was bad. Let's put it this way, I did too many voices.
Birds will never know, and the voices are the need. Seriously, how many voices did you seriously need?
Enough to get me on the show.
So that would be three, and how many have you done right now?
I think two. I'm pretty sure I'm up to two right now.
Okay, so let me take it slowly, Rachel. And that is... Lord, one...
Get out of here!
Okay, you know what? I can sense hostility here. Man, you're more hostility than the freaking her pizzas. Yeah, more hostility than her pizzas. Sus.
Finally he's gone. At least I don't have him annoying me anymore about this. Ugh. So I've done two voices so far. You know, I could probably do three, but I don't know. I don't wanna risk it. I don't know if I should risk it. Let me see here. No, I'm not going to do it because it would be risky. And you know what? Yogi. Of course, I have to think of another one. Ugh. What do you want, Boo-Boo?
Do you know where Yogi is? Because I'm trying to find Yogi.
No, I have not seen Yogi anywhere. So, can you go? I'm in the middle of a lifetime crisis, alright? I can't get into whose voice, and you know what? I can't figure my life out!
But, the ranger wanted to know if you wanted to be in the new party game they're going on here.
What game is that?
How many bears go into the... I think it's waking up a sleeping bear or something like that. But Yogi doesn't know where to go because I think he got lost on the way.
You know, he probably just went for some picnic baskets. Oh, I think I saw him over there, that way.
Okay, thank you. Yogi, get back here. The ranger wants to speak with you.
Finally. This thing better be done or I'm going to kill somebody. Okay, so, yeah. Still can't believe I can't get in. So ridiculously stupid.
Do you think that last bit was not meant to be recorded and he was just talking to himself?
I never know with Zane.
Basically, here's the situation for you, Snowfender. If we don't put Zane through, the show will be epic fail.
It's true. Very true.
You just couldn't leave the Yogi Bear situation alone, could you, Zane? You had to do the boo-boo voice.
This is not a legit voice if I can do it.
I really can't do that very well, never mind.
I think I could do it.
Do it, let's hear it.
I don't know if I'm doing it right. No, I'm not doing it right.
That's a parrot. Zane's was more of a Martian rabbit. Jackalope. It's the same voice that Dave Coulier used to do on America's Funniest People.
It's like fast as fast can be.
Maybe that's not a good reference.
Yeah.
Anyway, it sounded like Rihanna. That's what I'm saying.
It sounded like Rihanna.
Never mind. I was going to say something about Chris Brown. Yeah. Okay.
You jerk.
I didn't say it. I stopped myself.
I feel like you should plan out a bit more before you like submit things.
That would take away a lot of the charm of this audition.
That's true.
I do agree with you, but it would just take away some of the appeal to me.
The Zane appeal.
Yeah.
I say yes, though.
I say yes, too.
Yeah.
Because you're freaking Zane.
Freaking Zane.
Good job, Zane.
Yeah.
Good job.
I'm done.
Me, too.
Next up is Rochelle Euler.
It all started when Mrs. Wells called me up last minute on Friday night.
Alice, sweetheart, I know we always call you last minute, but...
You can say that again. This is what I want to say, but I don't. It's totally fine, Mrs. Wells.
Yes, yes. Well, you see, my husband and I have a last-minute engagement.
I like how she says engagement. Like she's some snobby rich person who goes to all these classy parties. When, let's face it, she's probably going to a movie or like a TGI Fridays for dinner.
So I was wondering whether or not you were available to watch Thomas tonight.
Sure. I accept, but I technically have plans with Gracie. She's gonna have to deal, though, because I'm fracking poor.
Marvelous. See you soon.
So I drive over, and Mrs. Wells tells me that Thomas is ready for bed. So I'm expecting an easy ride. You know, like being able to sit on the couch and just watch TV for the majority of the night. The whole reason I decided to be a babysitter in the first place. Yeah, no such luck.
We'll be back as early as possible.
No, no, take your time. The longer they're out, the more money I make. So I watch as Mrs. Wells leaves, and I swear to God, the silence defines the phrase, calm before the storm.
Alice, Alice, Alice!
And so it begins. The demon child emerges. I knew right from the get-go that there was no way that Thomas was actually going to be ready for bed.
Alice! Alice, let's play something! What do you want to play?
Thomas, your mother said it was time for bed.
She's lying, 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 she's lying.
Translator, please. I don't think so, Thomas. Come on, let's go. I grab his hand and then it starts. He's screaming, he's kicking, and then he just sits down.
I'm not going.
So I pick him up, which leads to more kicking, more screaming, more pulling of my hair, punching in the boob multiple times. And I start trying to think of happy thoughts or all the great shit I'm going to buy with this money. But no such luck. I can't even distract myself.
Put me down! Put me down! Put me down! Put me down!
So I do. On his bed. Thomas, it's time for bed. This goes on for an hour.
Please, let's play. I just want to play.
Finally, at 10, 3.5 hours after this has all started, he just collapses.
I still want to play.
God, I am so happy that he's asleep. Okay, as cute as he looks while he's sleeping, I'm just really happy. So, just as I go downstairs, Mrs. Wells comes back.
Thank you for doing this. I hope your evening was relaxing.
Right, relaxing.
Here's $30 for your effort.
Okay, thanks. $30? That's it? After all that? What a ripoff! And that was how I wasted my Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
Rochelle Gellar.
I think I critique Rochelle Gellar now in every single show. Ever.
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 Ever. Your little boy voice sounds like a demonic old witch woman. Kind of.
Basically like your voice. I'm talking to Snowfender, not you, Rochelle. Snowfender's voice sounds like a demonic old witch woman. Snowfender?
I'm not responding to you.
Oh, I thought the internet messed up. I was so sad. I thought Skype cut out.
Nope. You're just a dick.
So this was really long and boring for me.
I thought it was alright.
I thought it was alright if you like long and boring things.
Well, you know.
if you like long and boring, then Snowfender, I got, well, if you like short and boring, then I got something for you, Snowfender. Oh, yeah.
I think the voices were distinct. It wasn't the most best written thing ever, but
it was so boring. It's possibly the worst written thing ever. Actually,
no,
this
it
show
is not
like
the
a showcase for bad writing.
This is not the worst written thing
this,
ever.
This show has the worst writing anywhere I've seen in a long, long time.
Yeah, I think some people should, like, just look up dialogues and trilogues and stuff.
Yeah, that would be a great idea.
Instead of writing their own.
Or improvising them, Zane. Yeah.
Other people that I can't think of their names.
Goku Man 101.
I say yes, though.
I say no, it was too long and boring.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I say yes. Yes, Rochelle, it was good.
I was going to say, like, the writing is not that good, but I didn't think the voices were bad.
No, the voices were good. You're good.
Okay.
You're good. Don't write you're anymore. Good. Don't ever write again.
Ever. Even though
Never.
You're an English major.
Don't ever write again. Drop out of school.
Yeah.
I would expect that from maybe a Spanish major, but Spanish. Not an English major.
It should be a lesbian dark wolf major.
I want the lesbian dark wolf voice on this show, or I'm going to quit.
Next round.
Okay, I'm done.
I'm done. Next up is the bard.
Hello? I wish to register a complaint. Hello? Miss?
What do you mean, miss?
I'm sorry, I have a cold. I wish to make a complaint.
We're closing for lunch.
Never mind that, my lad. I wish to complain about this parrot, what I purchased not half an hour ago from this very boutique.
Oh, yes, the Norwegian blue. What's wrong with it?
I'll tell you what's wrong with it, my lad. He's dead, that's what's wrong with it.
No, he's resting.
Look, matey, I know a dead parrot when I see one, and I'm looking at one right now.
No, he's not dead. He's resting. Remarkable bird, the Norwegian blue, isn't it, aye? Beautiful plumage.
The plumage don't enter into it. It's stone dead.
No. He's resting.
All right, then. If he's resting, he'll wake up. Hello, Mr. Polly Parrot. I've got a lovely fresh cuttlefish for you if you show.
There. He moved.
No, he didn't. That was you hitting the cage.
I never.
Yes, you did.
I never did anything.
Hello, Polly. Testing. This is your 9 o'clock alarm call.
Now that's what I call a dead parrot.
No, he's stunned.
Stunned?
Yeah, you stunned him just as he was waking up. Norwegian blues stun easily, Major.
Now look, mate. I've definitely had enough of this. That parrot is definitely deceased, and when I purchased it not half an hour ago, you assured me that its total lack of movement was due to it being tired and shagged out following a prolonged squawk.
Well, he's probably pining for the fjords.
Pining for the fjords? What kind of talk is that? Look, why did he fall flat on his back the moment I got him home?
The Norwegian blue prefers keeping on its back. Remarkable bird, isn't it, Squire? Lovely plumage.
Look, I took the liberty of examining that parrot when I got it home, and I discovered the only reason that it had been sitting on its perch in the first place was that it had been nailed there.
Well, of course it was nailed there. If I hadn't nailed that bird down, it would have nuzzled up to those balls, bent them apart with its beak, and voom! Foo-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee!
Voom? Mate, this bird wouldn't voom if you put 4 million volts through it. He's bleeding demised.
No, he's pining.
He's not pining. He's passed on. The parrot is no more. He has ceased to be. He's expired and gone to meet his maker. He's a stiff, bereft of life. He rests in peace. If you hadn't nailed him to the perch, he'd be pushing up the daisies. His metabolic processes are now history. He's off the twig. He kicked the bucket. He shuffled off his mortal coil. Run down the curtain and join the bleeding choir invisible. This is an ex-parrot.
Well, I'd better replace it, then. Sorry, Squire. I've had a look around the back of the shop, and we're right out of parrots.
I see. I get the picture.
I got a slug.
Pray, does it talk?
Not really.
Well, it's hardly a bloody replacement, is it?
No, I guess it not.
Well?
Do you want to come back to my place?
Yeah, all right, sure.
Brian Reed.
That's Breed. This is a Monty Python sketch.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen it.
You're missing out.
I probably should have.
The Monty Python right version now. Is really funny.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I actually like the voices. I didn't get the sketch, really.
But. It works better, I think, visually with the dead parrot.
Yeah, I feel like I should watch this sometime. I've been meaning to.
You don't even know. You didn't even know what it was. How have you been meaning to?
Watch Monty Python.
Oh. Okay. All right.
I thought this was pretty good, though. I don't really have much to say for it.
Yeah, what the hell? I say yes.
I say yes, too.
Good job.
This is a really boring critique.
Are you announcing the first theme? Yeah, or are you going to keep it a surprise for right now?
I'm going to send out emails.
Oh, yeah. When are you doing this?
What?
When are you going to send out emails?
Oh, probably later on today, after this episode goes up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good job, B-Reed, B.R. Reed. I don't know if it's supposed to be Breed or B.R. Reed.
Breed.
I assume the B.R. is Brian and the R.E.I.D. is Reed. Breed.
I wonder if there's like Breed or something. Breed.
The Bard. Or we can just call him the Bard since that's his VH name.
Oh, I don't like that.
Why?
I don't know.
I'd rather call him by his VH name.
I can't.
Screw you, Snowfender.
The Bard.
Yeah.
You should change your name to Breed.
You should shut your mouth and call him by his proper VH name, the Bard.
VH is awesome. Yeah. Alright.
Whatever.
I'm done.
Good job, the Bard. Oh, yeah.
Good job. Alright, and just to recap, all the people who have made it through to the next round in the official beginning of Whose Voice Is It Anyway? Koivo, Saigo, Jaimuzu, Vimakali, Tiana Shi, got it right this time, Gur, Damien 8048, The Glass Doll, Hudadusar, Druax, Songbird, Inukai, The Bard, Bree, The Artichoke, Lightning Bolt, Rochelle Euler, Shadow Lovely, and Zane. Thank you guys so much for auditioning, everyone, especially those who didn't make it through. Seriously, you're all very talented people, and it was a pleasure listening to you all. And seriously, I really hope to see you around because you're all awesome. It sounds so cheesy right now. I promised myself I would stop being cheesy. But anyway, an email will be sent out later on today with information about the first official round of Whose Voice. Thank you so much and have a nice day.